With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I want Andrew Ivan's job. He's out in the sun all the time. He's doing some really good things always. I believe he's out at University of Miami. He's one of our key guys because he gets it done all the time and gives everybody on 24/7 the latest in hurricane and all types of recruiting coverage. And he joins us from the hot sun out in Coral Gables. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. You're giving me an excuse to get out of the sun right now.
How is? I mean, I heard it's really a really good camp from a prospect standpoint. Kids that Miami's targeting, a lot of them are there. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of kids are really working out today. Most of Miami's top targets, they went to camp for the Paradise Camp next month. But there's some notable 2020 kids. Max Johnson, excuse me, the top 100 quarterback in the class of 2020 from Georgia. He's obviously the nephew of Mark Richt and the cousin of quarterbacks coach John Richt. He's probably the biggest headliner that's actually going through drills. Got another offensive lineman, Jerkson James. He's down here from Georgia as well. So not a lot of, I would say, ballers working out. I mean, those kids will be in later tonight for an event called Miami Nights, where it's a mini Paradise Camp, I guess, where the coaches kind of eat with them. But it's still a very talented camp, especially after what we saw yesterday with all the underclassmen.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, you yesterday with those underclassmen, a lot of head turners and people that are starting to follow a couple of those kids. I saw you wrote a nice article on some of those guys. Talk about a few of the guys that caught your attention.
Yeah, so yesterday was all about the class of 2021 and 2022. So those are guys that are going into their ninth and tenth grade years of high school. Miami always does these camps, kind of gives them a day. And it's really a lot of guys we don't know about. I think the two names that really, really stuck out were Gage Wilcox, a tight end out of Tampa, and then Theo Johnson, a tight end out of Canada, actually. He's just a little bit older kid, but he reminds me in some ways of the kid that plays at Notre Dame right now, Chase Blake, another Canadian tight end. So Miami's really excited to get those two. They ended up offering Wilcox to Johnson. But in terms of the local kid, I was really impressed with what I saw out of Marcavius Brown. He's a quarterback there and his coach, a 21 type kid. I think he has a chance to be a national recruit, very physical. He stood out. And it's, you know, there's a variety of other guys. It's kind of hard to keep track of all that are going on. But I liked what I saw, and I thought it was a real good event attended by kids all around the state.
Andrew Ivan's joining us, 247 Inside the Canes. Are you walking around?
Sitting in a Starbucks. I apologize, but it's loud.
No, I was just because we were losing you back and forth, so I just didn't want because what you're saying is extremely vital, and everybody's listening. You take a look at we talked you and I the other day when I saw you over at the FIU deal about the next few weeks. What's it going to be like when June ends and that first three weeks of July comes up? Because this is an important time, and this is like crash course because we've never had to put 6 weeks together in three like we're doing now. Is Miami pretty well targeted, or they know the kids that they're going to be at Paradise Camp, and is that why a lot of them aren't there now?
Well, yeah, I mean, Miami, what they want to do is, you got that month-long dead period. They wanted to get as many top targets they could on campus tonight. Not exactly working out or just being out, spending time with them. And then hoping to bring them back right there on July 28th, right when that period ends. And I think it's an interesting strategy, one that's probably going to work. Not sure how many others are doing it like this. I think it's kind of Miami getting ahead of everyone else. I think if it's up to them tonight, they will have a majority of their 2019 class on guys like Chris Vogel, Braylon Ingraham. I mean, those are uncommitted targets, but they're hoping that those guys are eventually signing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it because it seems like we're having a tough time hearing you, and I wanted people to hear. Is there any way like you could walk outside? Yeah, we'll get you back outside because, I mean, like I said, as we're speaking with Andrew Ivins, he's, 247 Sports and somebody that is in the inside. He's live at the University of Miami now, so we don't want to lose him. And
hi, Blue, can you hear me now?
Hey, wow. There you are. Repeat everything you just said. No, I'm just kidding. But now, of the kids there today, anybody that may be a surprise that you've seen, or is it just a general camp?
Just a general camp. No one's really standing out so far. I wouldn't be surprised if they picked up a commitment later today. I know there's some kids that are going to be on campus that have Miami really high on their list. Obviously, Chris Vogel, a defensive end at Cardinal Gibbons.
Yes.
Ja'Cory Couch, the quarterback from Hollywood, Shamadon Madonna. So those guys are all kind of in play, I think.
In this last week, though, they picked up a few commitments as well. Talk about some of those guys, because I think that's exciting, too.
Yeah, they got Jarvis Brownlee. I think he was my weeks are running ago. I guess he was maybe a week and a half ago. He's a cornerback out of Carroll City. Big kid, super long, reminds me in some ways of DJ Ivy.
Yeah.
If you're Miami, you got to take kids like that every cycle. So
yes, you do.
I think he's a good one. And then you got Elijah Roberts. The defensive tackle from Miami Columbus. I think he's a guy who eventually shifts inside. He's got a little R.J. McIntosh, I think, to him, a quick switch guy.
Smart kid, too. He does well in the classroom.
Yeah, and then Marcus Fleming, the wide receiver out of Miami Southridge. Yeah. I think he's going to be a national recruiter. I think it's a big deal that Miami got him committed now. I mean, because we've seen him tear up camp after camp all offseason, so I know they're really excited about all three of those guys, and they're looking to keep that momentum going.
He looked. I saw him the other day at the. He took my umbrella and started walking away with it. But I kind of figured why, because it was the same color as the South Ridge. So I'm figuring, wow, I'll never see that again. But yeah, he reminds me. He has a chance to be like Mark Popish. I mean, I don't want to go all overboard, but I mean, you could see he separates himself from the secondary. He's got tremendous spring in his legs. He's got great hands. He could be really special, and he's a 2020 kid. So that means he's only going to be a junior.
Yeah, I mean, I believe he was the leading receiver in Miami-Dade last year when he was at Miami High. And, you know, some people think he might be faster than Mark Pope, which I think is a little scary.
Wow.
I think he was fourth in the 200-meter dash at State.
Wow.
We haven't got a 40 time on him, but I agree. I mean, people want to keep comparing him to Mark Pope, and I think it's warranted. I mean, he's pretty special with the ball in his hands. I think he's going to take over that role for the Spartans this season in that Southridge offense that Pope left.
Andrew, in a few minutes we have left, talk about some of the kids you've seen that have come in. I know you made some reference about Will Mallory gaining some weight as well.
Yeah, Will Mallory, he's up to, I believe, 225 pounds in terms of the kids that are on campus. Like I said, DJ Ivy, I mean, I think you should beat DJ Ivy before now 6 months. I mean, he looks like a completely different kid. Same with Greg Russo.
And Frierson, too.
Yeah, Frierson. I mean, what they're doing with that strength program is pretty scary. And I had someone inside the program tell me, that's been here for a while, even back in the Al Golden days. They said the team was working out the other day. They said this is the most complete, biggest-looking team they've ever seen, the most out of all the years they've been here. And I think that's just a testament to not only the kids that they're recruiting, but like I said, the player development, the nutrition, and everything like that. I think Rick is really bought in here, and I think you're going to see it in years to come. This roster is only going to get better.
Yeah, I agree. And the kids that they're recruiting, especially the ones that they keep getting commits from, are at a different level. Andrew, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
All right, I apologize for the audio. We'll talk to you later, Bruce.
All right, buddy, thanks. At least he knows that. I mean, if you in talking about Mark Hockman, a friend of the family, our friend of the show, that's somebody who's been just tremendous, especially because our priority here at this radio station is the Hurricanes, and certainly we've had every single recruit. Now we'll start making that up in a couple of weeks, but every recruit that was in the class of 2018 we had on, the 2019, and then we're working towards the 2020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.